State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. There are a number of state and federal programs to help poor and at-risk children develop and thrive. But funding is tight, and the programs can only serve a select number of kids at a time. That means life on the wait list for many low-income parents and their children. I'm going to introduce you to one such family. Meet Amanda and Mike Hood. They live in a modest, cottage-sized house about 30 minutes north of the Ohio border. They have two dogs, two ducks, four fish, and two little blonde daughters.
Hi.
What's your name?
Emma Rose Hood.
Can Gracie talk? Can you say hi?
Hi.
You say, I'm two.
Gracie is two, and her older sister, Emma, just turned five. A feat in itself, considering she was born with a very rare disease called
congenital central hypomyelination syndrome, or CCHS.
Emma was just 4.5 pounds when she was born and required round-the-clock care. Her mom, Amanda Hood, had to put her life on hold to take care of her daughter. She dropped out of community college and quit her job as a bartender. That meant Mike Hood was the only one bringing home a paycheck. Last year, he pulled in about $32,000 as a certified heating and cooling repairman. Now, $32,000 for a family of four isn't exactly destitute. They make about $8,000 over the federal poverty line. But funds are extremely tight, what with medical bills, a mortgage, and a night nurse for Emma. Not to mention all the money they have to pay for gas.
You know, we have to go to U of M. She's got a neurologist, cardiologist, dentist. She has a pulmonologist. She has a gastroenterologist. And so we are constantly driving to U of M. And it's 1 hour, 45 minutes just to get there and then 1 hour, 45 minutes back.
Being able to pay for something like preschool is a luxury they cannot afford. But because 5-year-old Emma has a disability and collects Social Security, she and her little sister qualify for Head Start, the federally funded preschool program that's free for at-risk kids. Emma attends Head Start right now and is headed to kindergarten in the fall. 2-year-old Gracie qualifies for the free toddler program called Early Head Start. But there's a wait list.
I was not told how many kids were in the class. I didn't realize there's only like 8 that they accept. And so when they told me about it, they're like, well, she goes from 8 to 4 and... you know, everything's great. We'll do this and we'll do that, you know, and we'll call you.
But no call came. And after several months, Hood called up the agency herself and found out that Gracie did not get in. Hood was devastated. She cried when she heard the news. See, Hood had big plans for herself once her daughters were in school full time. She'd go back to college during the day, get a job, and bring in some much needed money for her family. None of that is easy to do with a 2-year-old at your hip.
If Gracie would be able to go to Head Start, then I could have a lot of schooling done already. And I could be done sooner. So as soon as Emma hits kindergarten, she's there all day. I can start working and then I can pay for Gracie to go to preschool. That's the problem, is we don't have the funds to get Gracie to go anywhere. And if we had them, then we could move on. It just annoys me that we want to do something with our lives and we want to better ourselves and we want to get ahead, but we don't have a way to.
Still, Amanda Hood refuses to give up. She enrolled at Baker College to get her surgical technologist license. Twice a week, Hood goes to class and puts Gracie in a $20 a day daycare, which stretches their budget a lot. Meantime, Amanda and Mike Hood continue to hope that Gracie will eventually earn a spot in Early Head Start. So their life on the wait list continues. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.